With the Supreme Court's decision yesterday not to review lower court rulings on same-sex marriage in some states, many wonder what this means for same-sex couples in Michigan. Detroit Free Press reporter Kathy Gray is with us. Kathy, exactly what did the High Court decide by its decision not to review five pending same-sex marriage cases?
Well, basically, the Supreme Court said that they are going to let the lower court rulings stand. And the lower court rulings in those five states, that's Utah, Oklahoma, Virginia, Wisconsin, Indiana, overturned the bans on same-sex marriages in those states. So in some of those states, they started issuing marriage licenses yesterday afternoon. But Michigan's case is still up in the air.
Why is that?
Well, it's being heard in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and that court has not decided yet. Michigan's case is also being combined with Ohio, Tennessee, and Kentucky, which also had cases before the Sixth Circuit. And I think everybody is kind of looking to the Sixth Circuit to provide, you know, the case that the Supreme Court might be looking at. In Michigan's case, it could be this one because Michigan had a trial on this at the federal district court level, where Judge Bernard Friedman overturned Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage after a very interesting trial in Detroit. And that was appealed by Attorney General Bill Schuette to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we're still waiting for that decision. So Michigan's case could be the one that ends up that the Supreme Court decides to actually take up and hear.
Could the court decline to make a ruling?
Sure. If they decline to make a ruling, that would uphold the lower court, which overturned Michigan's ban. And then I would suspect that Bill Schuette would try to appeal that to the U.S. Supreme Court. His position has been that he is upholding Michigan's state constitution, in which has a clause in there. Michigan voters voted on it back, I think, in 2004 to say that marriage is between one man and one woman. And Bill Schuette has been very adamant that what his oath of office is to uphold the state's constitution.
And as you point out in your piece for today's Free Press, isn't that very much like the arguments that the U.S. Supreme Court decided not to review? So basically, the U.S. Supreme Court had kind of turned its back on that argument.
Right, right. But, you know, the Supreme Court also ruled in the affirmative action case earlier this year that the state's voters should be able to weigh in on issues of importance to them. So that's kind of what Bill Schuette has been hanging his hat on in the appeals court ruling, that the appeals court should allow Michigan voters to decide its fate.
Kathy Gray, your story today in the Free Press contained some recent polling regarding what Michiganders think of same-sex marriage. And now it's 47% oppose, 47% support, with a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. That's a little bit of a tightening from a year ago, isn't it?
It is. The pollster kind of explains it that a year ago, they were not polling people who were likely to vote in the November election. They were polling the general electorate. And the general electorate is more supportive. I think it was over 50% supportive when you look at the entire electorate rather than just the smaller subsection of the people who vote in gubernatorial elections. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why people who are supportive of the same-sex marriage wanted to wait until 2016 to put something on the ballot if the Supreme Court hasn't ruled yet, because they'd rather get the bigger general electorate out there, because turnout is always much higher in presidential races than in gubernatorial races. So that's kind of the explanation for the tightening of the issue.
Detroit Free Press reporter Kathy Gray. As always, thanks so much, Kathy.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Jane Rouse and April DeBoer are watching these legal developments with intense interest. Rouse and DeBoer are the Oakland County couple who have adopted three special needs children, and they want the same legal protections for their family. Their case ended with that ruling that we just talked about, the ruling by federal judge Bernard Friedman striking down Michigan's ban on same-sex marriages unconstitutional. Dana Nessel is the attorney for Jane Rouse and April DeBoer. Welcome, Dana.
Thanks for having me.
What do you think the high court ruling yesterday means for Jane and April's case?
Well, I certainly think that what the Supreme Court was thinking when they denied the petitions for writs of certiorari on all those cases is that the lower courts, the circuit courts in those circuits, had made the right decisions, and there was no need for them to review that ruling. So I'm hopeful that means that the court also believes that Judge Friedman made the right ruling in our case. I really only expect that the Supreme Court will take our case in the event that the Sixth Circuit rules against us. If the Sixth Circuit rules against us, against the plaintiffs, and for the state, then I do expect that our case will go to the Supreme Court. Otherwise, I'm hopeful that the case either won't be appealed by the Attorney General, or if the case is appealed by the Attorney General, that it gets denied its petition as well, so that same-sex marriage can become the law of the state of Michigan, as it now has for 30 other states.
Now, oral arguments before the Sixth Circuit Court were in August. How long are you expecting it to be until you get this ruling?
Literally any minute now. The rulings in the Tenth Circuit and in the Fourth Circuit, I believe, took a couple of months. The Seventh Circuit took 9 days. That's how quickly they came back with the decision in favor of the plaintiffs. The Ninth Circuit actually has already heard the Nevada case as well as the Idaho case, and we expect that soon as well. We're hoping that the Sixth Circuit comes back as soon as possible because, of course, we'd like a resolution to our case the way that all of those states have had a resolution to theirs.
How has it been for April and Jane? Has it felt like a roller coaster, in a sense, since all of this began?
It has been the longest and bumpiest roller coaster ever. And I will tell you this, when people are in conversation and they say, don't make a federal case out of it, this is exactly what they meant, was this case. Because we have had so many ups and downs in this case, so many unexpected turns, and things that happened in our case that didn't happen in any other case in the country.
What, such as?
Such as going to trial. Since the Perry case, out of the dozens and dozens of cases that have been heard in district courts and in state courts around the country, we are the only case that was made to go to trial by the presiding judge. And, you know, Judge Friedman wanted a trial in this case. Retrospectively, it was probably a very good idea that he had one. And I think that his ruling is even more sound and on even more solid footing than really perhaps any ruling in the country as a result of the fact of having had this trial, having had almost a dozen experts testify, and having a ruling that's based not just on the law, but on a factual contest.
What has surprised you about reactions and as you encounter people, even in your daily life, who know that you're a part of this very, very highly visible case?
Well, most of the feedback I think that April and Jane have gotten and that myself and the other members of the legal team have gotten have been mostly very supportive. You know, I haven't heard too many negative things about it. I think people understand that we're part of a larger movement towards equality and civil rights for LGBT people in this country. I honestly believe that the millennials right now are watching this case and other cases like it, and they just don't understand. They don't understand what all the fuss is about, because even generations that exist today can't understand why gays and lesbians are not entitled to equal rights. And I think that as time goes on, people are going to look back on this the same way that we look back today at segregation for African Americans. And people are going to think that it was a terrible time in United States history when LGBT people were subjected to prejudice and discrimination codified into the laws.
Dana Nessel is the attorney for April DeBoer and Jane Rouse. Their legal fight to marry is now awaiting a decision from the Sixth Circuit Court in Cincinnati. Dana, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me.